Hello, it's the morning after. It's John Gibbons and I'm with Phil Blundell and with Carl Kopach. Boys, how are we?
Not bad, actually.
Good, yeah.
I don't know about you, but it came to a bit of a shock to me that there was other football on Saturday lunchtime, do you know what I mean? I just thought, you know, I was like, oh yeah, the footy's carrying on, do you know what I mean?
It's more that they've managed to make one set of Premier League games last, 6 days, I think.
Yeah.
We're playing our weekend game from this weekend on Thursday night at 8:15. it's the same set of fixtures of Wolves Aston Villa, which was at 12:30 on a Saturday. That's a fair effort from the Premier League to drag it out that much.
Yeah, I, despite the fact that they're all saying we're going to rush these games through in such a short gap as possible so we get a bit of a rest before next season. Yeah. So let's stretch them out first.
A very staggered rush. We're all on cups of tea. You two went instantaneously there. It is early on Monday morning, but we're going to run through all six games from the Premier League and the FA Cup from the weekend. Although Phil's just told us he watched the Championship one as well, so he might throw a bit of that in if he's feeling saucy. But yeah, I'm going to go through them sort of all fairly quickly. Although the first one. Is Aston Villa Wolves, and it's quite an interesting game in the Premier League. That was the first one from Saturday that we're going to go through. The win for Wolves puts them up to fifth, and they've looked great since the return, Phil. An impressive way of form for a while now. 13 points in 2020 is the joint highest with Liverpool in the Premier League. But yeah, they've looked really on it since the return.
Yeah, they've got multiple ways to hit you, which is probably almost more effective away from home when teams are. Feel compelled to try and win a game of football against a team like Wolves at home. It's not like Liverpool or Manchester City or Chelsea turning up where you can sort of, it's tolerated sitting deep and 0-0's fine. You play Wolves, you've got to have a little bit of a go, which obviously causes a problem for you when they're bringing Adama Traore off the bench with 25 minutes to go and he's just running at your left back. I mean, Neil Taylor, who started left back for Villa on Saturday, must have just looked at that on 65 and just held his hands up and thought, what am I in for here? Because It's almost like he's playing a different sport because he's that fast and powerful that you know it's coming but you can't do anything about it.